Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning to all of you. And good morning to all our brothers and sisters who are visiting us and following us all through the internet, radio, and television as well, heeding the invitation of Jesus Christ to come and partake in his body and blood. We gather here at this Eucharist to commemorate this memory of Jesus Christ, as we prepare ourselves by calling to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven columns. She has dressed her meat, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. She has sent out her maidens. She calls from the heights out over the city. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To the one who lacks understanding, she says, come, eat my food and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. The word of the Lord.
And see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise of him is always in my mouth. In the Lord my soul shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Glorify the Lord with me. Together let us praise his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me. From all my terrors he set me free. This lowly one called the Lord heard and rescued him from all his distress. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not continue in ignorance, but try to understand what is the will of the Lord. And do not get drunk on wine, in which lies debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and playing to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks always and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, unlike your ancestors who ate and still died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
To all the students who went back to school last week or the week before, and those who are about to go back to school this coming week, I would like to extend my heartfelt condolence to you. I know that's not easy to go back to school. Your parents and I perhaps gone through it. We know what it's like. But whatever we do now is very important for us in our future, because it's the steps that we step on. Your parents or I didn't go to elementary school, junior high, or high school, we would not be where we are today. And so remember that you're building these steps for your future. So hang in there. It'll get better. Now back to the gospel of the day. As you know that St. John's in today's gospel continue with the discourse on the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus today reminds us that he is the bread that came down from heaven. And those who eat his bread, his body will live forever. As you know that we as people, we all like to eat. Whether young or poor, or old or poor or rich, we all like to eat. And even though I don't eat that much, but I like to eat very much myself, because we don't eat, we died. And so usually the question would come to is that, what is your favorite food? Now that depends. When we're younger, our tastes are a little bit simple, pizza, hot dogs, hamburgers. But as we get older, our tastes are a little more refined. We like a nice steak sometimes, a pork chops or grilled chicken breast and vegetable and things in that nature, which as young people were never thinking of eating those adult food. And so what is your favorite food? Well, again, it also depends on where you live, the culture you live in. You live by the bay, then you eat a lot of seafood. If you live as a ranger close to where they're ranging, then you eat a lot of meat. And so it depends on who you ask. But mostly children, they have the same taste. Yesterday, I was invited to a 13-year-old girl birthday. I baptized her at the other church. That was the first girl that I baptized at that church. So she called me, her family called me for a birthday party, and guess where we had it? New York pizza. And so I had a slice of a pizza, and I couldn't sleep all night. It didn't agree. I remember one day I was a young priest, and a family called me to go and bless a house. And I blessed the house, and this young couple has two children. A girl is about 5 and the boy 3, and they have a very cute little dog, which they love a lot. And so after the blessing, the family asked me, would you like to stay for dinner? And I said, sure. And they asked me, what do you like? I said, well, ask the children, whatever they like, I'll eat. And guess what? Pizza. And so we wait around for pizza, and as before the pizza delivery would come, we were talking to the little children, and the little girl was very inquisitive. She kept looking at my face, but it wasn't my face she was looking at. She was looking at my throat, and because I was wearing a clergy collar. And so I asked her to try conversation. She said, do you know what this is called? She said, yes. I said, what is it? A collar. I said, well, very good. And then I took it out like this, and then I asked her, you know what it said inside? I said, uh-huh. I said, what does it say? She said, kill fleas up to 6 months. She wasn't that cute after that. But so as you know, that the taste is more refined as we get older. And so we eat meat, we eat vegetable and all these things together with it. Now, different cultures would eat different food. They have different delicacies. For example, here, we like a steak, we like pork chops, we like chicken, we like all kind of vegetable with it. But in other cultures, there's certain meat they don't eat. For example, in Israel, they don't eat pork because pigs are considered to be unclean animals. And I remember in 1993, I was on a pilgrimage with the priest, 63 of us from the Corpus Christi Diocese. We went on the pilgrimage together in the Holy Land. And as you know, over there, they feed you fish for breakfast. And so as American, we look at them and said, oh, no way. And so they have one line to cater to American taste. They have potatoes and eggs. And absent-mindedly, I didn't know where I was. So I asked one of the priest friends, I said, you know, this would go really well with some bacon. And my priest friend said, are you suicidal or homicidal? And I said, well, I forgot where I was, sorry. So imagine if the how the Jewish people would look at us when we have a nice pork chop on our table. They would frown at it. Or perhaps maybe in India, a certain religion, they don't eat beef. And yet there are people who die of starvation there. And here we enjoy a nice steak now and again. And so imagine if we eat that and people in India of certain religion, they looked at it, they frown on it too. But they don't come over here and protesting what we eat or don't eat. And then we recall year 2000, I believe, it was in Korea, Seoul, the Summer Olympic. I might have mistaken the year, but somewhere around there. And so when the people went there, American, we loved and different cultures, so we went there, some for the sports, others just for touring, sightseeing. And then on television, there were signs of people picketing, Americans because the protesting people, they're having dog meat as a delicacy. And so they're protesting them. And I was thinking, I said, that's not very nice, because imagine if people come over here protesting us or what we eat, how would we feel? Now, I'm not promoting anything here, so don't write letters to me. I'm just saying that certain cultures eat different food than we are, and so we just need to accept that. But then today's gospel, Jesus says something that's even more perhaps shocking. He told the people of his time, I am the bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats my flesh will have eternal life. What Jesus essentially is saying is that when we partake in his body and his blood, we share in his life that he has with the Father and the Holy Spirit from the beginning of time. That's the gift that we will have if we partake in his body and blood. It sounds okay, right? But if you really get down to it, it's really shocking. It's almost gruesome. The people of his time could not believe that. They said, how could this man give us his body to eat? So slowly, one by one, we read further into John's gospel. They walk away. All those thousands of people that Jesus fed on the mountainside, 5,000, not counting women and children. And one by one, they walk away. Even the disciples, perhaps they too were thinking, if Jesus is not looking, we better go too, because he's promoting cannibalism. And yet, when Jesus looked around and he saw Peter, with teary eyes, he asked Peter, Peter, will you also leave me? And Peter said something, a statement of faith. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. So the question for us today is, have you ever tasted human flesh? Perhaps all of us would say no, never. We would enjoy some meat now and then. We would love vegetables, and we would exchange that with different type of food each day, American, Italian, Mexican. But never, ever would we taste human flesh. I'd rather die or starve. But actually, with the eyes of faith, like that of St. Peter, we should have answered, yes, we have. Every week when we come to Mass, we have tasted that. Human flesh, Jesus' body and blood. For what is it that when the priest or deacon or the ministers raise up the consecrated host and saying to us, the body of Christ, do you believe this is the flesh of Jesus Christ? And yes, we say, amen, I do believe. Yes. So we have tasted human flesh in a different form. Jesus knows that if he feeds us with his truly with his physical body and blood, it will gross us out. So he humbles himself enough to take refuge in this host and the wine to make it easier for us, more pleasant for us to taste him, to partake in his body and blood, and so eventually we'll have life in God. And so as we gather here each and every week, may we have a healthier respect, honor, and grateful for the gifts of Jesus himself in this Eucharist, and that we might realize that as we partake in his body and blood, may we become more like him who humbles himself to become like us. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with God. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grateful for the gift of the Eucharist, Christ's own body and blood that he provides daily for us, let us remember in our prayers the needs and hungers of all the world.
For Pope Francis and all the leaders of our church, that they may be guided by God's wisdom in all they do, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For nations of the world, that they might work together to alleviate hunger and raise up all those in poverty, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our nation may experience the conversion of heart and a return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For young people and all those preparing to return to school, that they may advance in the way of understanding, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who mourn the death of a loved one, especially Facundo Rodriguez, that his family will find consolation in Christ, the bread of life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesus Suta, J. Canales, Delia Farias, Anita B. Garza, Bertie Talbert, and Annette Tobia, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our heart. For all of our needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O gracious God, you have invited us to a bountiful feast of word and sacrament at this celebration. Grant that we may be nourished in body and soul to do your will every day. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
and my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that by offering what you have given, we may merit to receive your very self through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for he is the true and eternal priest, who instituted the pattern of everlasting sacrifice, and was the first to offer himself as a saving victim, commanding us to make this offering at his memorial. As we eat his flesh that was sacrificed for us, we are made strong. And as we drink his blood that was poured out for us, we are washed clean. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord,
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order bishops, all the clergy, and all the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and the glory, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace. Thank you. Bless you.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Look to God and be radiant with joy. tender compassion, God will call you by name. Taste and see.
Made partaker of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, Lord, that conformed to his image on earth, we may merit also to be his co-heirs in heaven, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for a few announcements. The first is that we continue to have religious education and RCIA registration downstairs St. Joseph's Hall. I'd like to ask you to pray especially for RCIA this year. We have a very good big group. We have 15 people in the class so far. And for a small parish like this, we have a very big class indeed. Pray that they will endure and persevere, and that by Easter next year, we'll have a new crop of Catholics joining us at the Mass. Also, next Saturday at 6:30 in the morning, if you'd like to join the Catholic Daughters, we'll be fixing the taquitos downstairs at 6:30, and then we bring it out to Mother Teresa's shelter to feed the homeless by 7:30 or so. It's really, if you have not been doing any one of this, you might want to do that. It's not so much that we're feeding those who are physically hungry, it's they who are feeding us spiritually. And so if you have not done so, you might want to join us. And beginning today until 3 months from now, for every weekend, we'll have somebody from a different ministry to come up here to recruit you to help. This Sunday, we have Orphe to talk to us about the CCD program.
Thank you, Father. Good morning. My name is Orphe Hernandez, and I am with the Religious Ed Office and Department. Currently, we are registering, as Father said, for classes pre-K through 12th grade, both at the entrances and downstairs as well. And we would love to have our parish families volunteer in our religious education program. As you know, participating in your child's faith formation will bring the whole family into a closer relationship with God. We have our catechist in place, but we are always needing help in certain little areas. So the catechists are at the doors, and they have a card as well as a sign up if you are interested in helping us out throughout the year. Thank you. And please join us. We have coffee and donuts downstairs as well. Thank you.
And I'd like to add that this year we have Sister Lucia, who will be running the Good Shepherd program for us. We'll take children as young as 3 years old. Yes, we do take them at 3 years old. That's when they learn the best. And also parents, you know, before you usually take the children to CCD and you drive home, this year we insist that you have to volunteer at least 2 weekends to sit with your children, to learn with them, and hopefully that you will learn along with them. You'd be surprised. They'll learn a lot of things that adult Catholics don't know. And so hopefully you will spend the time with your children to learn with them and to teach them as well. Let us now stand and pray. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.